From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A former US administration official defends present US policy towards Haiti. A lawyer for the ousted Haitian president says the longer he stays out of the country, the less likely are his chances of getting back in. And on the 40th anniversary of the Queen's reign, the monarchy comes up for scrutiny. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A former US Assistant Secretary of State for Latin American Affairs has defended the Bush administration's decision to loosen the trade embargo on Haiti. Elliot Abrams, who held the post during the Reagan presidency, told me a short while ago that the embargo had failed to achieve its stated objective.
The embargo seems to have hit the wrong people. The idea was to force the military to give it up, and instead the embargo is hurting the poor while the top generals and the economic elites have savings, are able to get out to Miami, and the embargo really doesn't hurt them. It hurts the wrong people. I don't think there's any taste here for making the embargo tougher. The embargo was probably, in a sense, a mistake to begin with, because I think we've seen in Iraq and other places that at least in the short term, embargoes are unlikely to work.